Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to another edition of Sand City. Boy, Taz, chillin' as usual.
That's them, man. I made sure that motherfucker was on there.
Once again, we're not doing that. No intro. What's going on, man?
I can't call it, man.
Wow.
Trying to make my way.
Okay. This show's about starting off on a very good note now, is it?
The intro should have been on there, man. I just checked it.
Well, I guess it's not working. So, once again, y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy, Cash, chilling there as usual. Have my main man for all the time with us. Time was good.
What's up, man? I'm a little under the weather, so bear with me.
I'll be bearing with you for the longest.
What?
I've been bearing with you for the longest.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get up. What's going on, man? What's happening? What's going on?
Not a damn thing, man. I figured today, man, we kick back, relax, ask a few questions, have a nice, fun show.
It works for me. What's the first question? Jump into it.
Well, I mean, okay, well, let me ask you. All right. My man, he sent the message in. Man says that, I'm sorry. You got to bear with me, too, because my eyes, what you call, a little frozen right now.
All right, I'm trying to get up right as we speak.
All right, well, check this out. Old girl, she sends one in saying that, you know, she's still, her and her guy, they've been in this relationship. She's somewhat of a nympho. Well, he's then lost his edge as far as having sex. Pretty much he don't even want to have sex no more. But he did tell her, it's cool for her to go out and have sex with other people.
Really?
She want to know, the shit she take him up on that offer? Should she really do it?
Well, if he said it's cool, I would say go for it.
I would never say that.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know too many men that, I mean, even if they did say it, I don't know too many men that would actually mean it.
Exactly. But nowadays, you know, people take you up on what you say.
Now,
you said,
I know what I said, but I didn't mean it.
I mean, I don't know about that one now, man. That's just a little bit. I mean, you off the meter with that one.
I would never, ever give my woman permission to go fuck around with somebody else. I don't care what the situation is. You just got to deal with it.
Well, not what if you was impotent?
I would tell her, I would probably break up.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, you know, if you need to go find somebody else, because, you know, if I can't perform, I mean, I would just want her to be happy, man. You know what I'm saying?
What about you? Don't you deserve some happiness?
Yeah, but it's not her fault that my situation is the way it is. That ain't her fault. Why should she suffer?
What if she knew it coming in?
Oh, well, that's different. If she already knew, then, you know, you got to deal with it. Nah, we got to work through it together. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on the show, man.
And you have to buy a lot of them little blue diamonds.
Yeah,
There you go. That helps. I mean, think about it, dog. What if you was in that situation? Would you want her to stay? Would you want her to stay and be miserable, or would you just let her go so she could be happy?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be like, shit. I mean, you know, and that was the one thing I've always wondered. Like, although you can't get it up, can you still, like, I mean, if you jack me off, can I still nut? I mean, is all that working?
I don't think you get nothing out of it, man.
Horrible.
It ain't never happened to me, but I don't think nothing works.
So, in other words, as far as the you take your little blue diamond, you ain't even shoot down nothing.
That may or may not work. I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna have to do, man. We're gonna have to get a motherfucker on here, because that is a question that I would really like to know.
Hey, so would I. I mean, does anything work? I don't think you can come, though.
I don't think you can come unless you get hard.
Right, I'm saying, but if you take the blue diamond, will you be able to come?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know nobody that's been in that situation, so I don't know nobody I can, like, you know, just call up. Like, hey, let me ask you a question, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm gonna have to do my research, man. I'm gonna have to holler at a couple of my older cats to see what's what.
Right. I don't know. Imagine going through life like that, man. That'd be messed up.
I gotta be a hell of a feeling, dog. I mean, god damn, literally.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
That's
all you got. But still, though, you didn't answer the question. What would you
what?
Do? Would you let your girl go?
I'm not. You better sit right here and suffer just like I am.
Come on, man. It ain't her fault.
Shit ain't mine either.
Yeah, I disagree with that one.
What the fuck? I didn't shit. This is a punishment from the heavens above, not me.
Yeah, but you'd rather just sit there and be miserable.
Twiddle your thumbs, bitch. Twiddle your thumbs.
That's
your master. Who he? You just gonna go through life sitting there? That's your life. Just sitting there. You can't even jack off.
That's true.
So I mean,
why would you want to go through that? If you're a kid, okay. Let's say you've been married for 10 years and it happened. If you've been married for 10 years, you really, really love that woman.
Okay.
Would you tell her to go ahead?
Hell no. We've been together for 10 years. We've been married.
Well, would you let her go out and do? Would you let her go out with somebody else?
Hell no.
So she's gonna suffer.
And sickness and health, to death do us part.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what if it was vice versa? What if she had some type of accident where she couldn't perform anymore? Would you leave her?
No, I wouldn't.
But what if she tells me? All right, go on, leave me because I can't do nothing.
I'd be like, are you sure?
So you would leave her?
I mean, if it was her idea. Yeah.
Fuck love, huh?
I mean, if she told me, well,
okay.
You know,
maybe she feel like you miserable.
Right, if she loved me, she would want me to be happy.
Are you what? If you love her, you'll stay there.
No, I'm saying so though, if she loved me.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is your relationship is based on sex.
No, it's based on love. If she loved me, she would want me to be happy. If she know I'm not happy in that current situation, she should let me go. That's all I'm saying.
God damn, man. You got a lot of fucked up ways to you. You know that?
I mean, come on. If you love somebody,
if you love
you should
them,
want
you
that
love
person to be happy.
You're not going to let that. You're not going to let that go. You're not. That one ailment is not going to say, well, because I fell victim to something, that I'm from, that's just like cancer. Then you might as well leave her. She got cancer.
No, you're missing my point.
I think you're just trying to sugarcoat your point. Now, check this out. She got cancer. She's going through chemo. Her body done shut down. She can't do shit. It's the same scenario.
No, that's totally different. I ain't going nowhere. We have to ride that one out.
But because you can't get no sex, you got to get the fuck out of there.
Well, if she told me, I mean, if she ain't dying, so no. If she was dying, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, we all born dying, but, I mean, cancer.
Okay, it's just like this. Say you want kids and she can't have any. But you want them. What do you do then? It's the same thing.
You knew that in the beginning, right?
Well, beginning, middle, later, well, it don't matter. Y'all trying. She may have not known.
Well, I mean, if I love her that much, then no, I'm not going to just walk away from her because she can't have kids.
What if she tell you too?
What?
What if she say, well, I know you want kids. I can't have any kids.
Well, I guess we just not having any kids. Man, your philosophy of love is crazy.
That's me.
You're a better guy.
Huh?
I said you're a better guy.
I ain't bitter about nothing, dog.
I mean, come on, man, really. Here you are always talking about being this hopeless romantic, and you willing to leave if you can't get no sex.
That's not what I said. I said if she told me to leave.
Okay, because she might think that you're miserable. But, yeah, I mean, wouldn't your love conquer over that? Wouldn't your love conquer over the misery?
So it depends. Okay, what if you're in jail? You got to do 10-year stretch. You expect your woman to wait?
Okay, now you're comparing apples and oranges, because evidently you did a conscious act to get you into jail.
They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, they
do. Would you expect her to stay or leave?
No, I wouldn't expect her, because I did a conscious act to get me put in jail.
Same thing.
No, it's not. If your body shut down and you going to jail, that's two different things, bro. You cannot compare the two. If I went out willingly, not under no type of duress or nothing else, and I went out and I shot somebody and killed somebody and I went to prison or whatever I did to make me go to prison, I did that of my own free will. If you get something like cancer or an accident or something like that, you can't say, okay, well, that's the same thing. Come on, man. You're comparing apples and oranges.
In my eyes, it's the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I don't know about that, man.
Go to the next question, man. We're just going to agree to disagree on this one.
Hold on. Before we even go to the next question, I mean, seriously, dog. That's really your thought process.
What's my thought process, man?
That if a motherfucker say that, you getting the fuck up out of there.
If it happened to me, I would tell my woman to leave in a minute. Just go.
Okay, but now,
What if she say, because of simple fact that I love you the way I love you, I'm not leaving you?
Ain't nothing she can say to make me change my mind.
So you just gonna treat her like shit?
Until she leave? Why would I want, if I love her, why would I want to be unhappy?
Okay, maybe just being with you, maybe she could deal with the not having sex for her. Maybe that, maybe, because she's just sitting there with her to stay, then maybe she just want to be with you because she loves.
No, I tell her to leave.
She don't want to leave. So in the course of her not wanting to leave, her wanting to be around you because that makes her happy, you would sit there and just purposely try to make her miserable?
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't even feel like a man.
Hold on, man. Hold on before you finish that. Mother Nature, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
All right, baby. You chimed in. What you want to say about this?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Lord.
I only listened to part of it. I didn't come in on the whole thing.
Both y'all all together, huh? Okay. I'm saying, okay, what it was a question that the little woman, she's really sexually active, borderline info. Well, her husband, for whatever odd reason, sex is just not appealing to him no more. It's not appealing to him to the point where he's telling her that she can go out and have sex with other men. She wants to know, should she do it?
Okay, now, wait a minute. The man say it's not appealing to him, so he's saying that she should go and have other men?
Yeah, because of whatever type of problems going on down there that, I mean, he's not even getting aroused anymore, nothing.
And your question is, she wants to know, should she do it or not? Should she leave?
Right. No, should she just not leave him? Because he said that, I mean, you can just go out and have sex with other men.
Oh, no, I don't think that. You know, me personally, I don't think she should. I mean, whatever the problem is, it, you know, it may be something that's workable. They might just need to do something different. And if that's not the case, then, you know, relationships is not all about sex. That's, you know, that's just, you know, a part. You know, a lot of people make it like that, the whole nine of it. But actually, that's not I wouldn't even say that it's certainly not half of what a relationship is. And most of the things have nothing to do with being sexually active. You know, there's different ways to be intimate than actually having sex.
Okay. So now, let me pose the question to you. It was a situation where your man couldn't have sex, and he told you to leave. Would you leave?
No, I wouldn't leave because he told me to leave. I would want to talk to him about why he felt like that and tell him just what I said. It's not all about being sexually active. There's a lot of ways of being intimate without actually being sexually active, and it's not that important to me.
Okay. Well, what about you? You're down 2-1.
Hey. Hey. 2-1, that's fine. I can still come back. It's just top of the first.
So you're saying that if you weren't able to be active anymore, then you'd just say, okay, I don't want you to be with me no more. Just bounce. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's what he's saying, not me.
You're right. I know. That's who I was posing it to. But why?
Because I would want you to be happy.
but look, happiness is not all about sex. That's just a minimal part. Like I say, there's a lot of ways of being intimate without actually having sex.
But it helps. You know what I'm saying?
And you're going to be an evil old man with a dog.
No, he's not.
With a cat.
Yeah, you're going to be an evil old man. Get out my grass. You're going to be like Miss Young. Get out my grass. You're an evil old ass man.
I'm just saying, man. I would want my woman to be happy. And I couldn't make her happy.
All right. So
but,
now,
okay, wait a minute. But that's not saying that you can't make her happy. You know, it's not all about that. There's a lot of other things that a person can do to make their mate happy that have absolutely nothing to do with sex. A lot of times, just, you know, speaking from a woman's point of view, it's not all the sex. It's the other ways that we're treated, you know, just the little thoughtfulness just here and there that have nothing to do with a holiday or, you know, things like that. It's not all about the sex. It's not. I mean, yeah, it's fine, but it's not, you know, it's not the only thing. And, you know, like I said, if it's the thing where you're having a problem or whatever, then, you know, you go to the doctor, see what you could do, and, you know, sometimes it's just a change. You need to change up what you're doing.
We'll see if you're saying that 2 years later.
An old man with a dog. All right, well, now, let me ask you, Mother Nature. Okay, it was vice versa. You the one had the problem. Would you tell him to leave?
No. I would hope that he would stick by me, but, you know, men, it seemed to be more of a big deal, too.
Well, what if he was unhappy? I mean, clearly, you see that he's unhappy in the situation.
But that's what I'm saying. If the person is unhappy, they're going to go out and get with somebody else anyway. If they don't do that, then they're fine with their situation. So you're going to know it either way it goes. If the woman is unhappy, if the man is unhappy, they're going to go find someone else to satisfy that need anyway, if it's that big of a deal to them. But there are people where it's not a big deal to. So, you know, it just depends. But you're not going to have to say, okay, I see you're unhappy and go do the blah, blah, blah. They're going to go do whatever, and then you could say then, okay, I see this is what you want because I can't, so I'm going to let you go. But you don't have to send them on their way. That should be that person's choice to stay or go. I mean, once you tell them what the situation is, then it's up to that person if they want to stay or go. And, you know, if down the line, you know, it gets to be too much again, you'll know because they're going to show you.
Okay. I would still send them packing. Just leave me. Leave.
I got to go on record to say this. I am really surprised at your answer. I've never paid you to be like that.
To be like one my woman happy?
I've always pegged you to, if nothing else, to be a hopeless romantic. To look beyond sex, I've always pegged you to be the one out of anybody out of our whole clique is the one to be able to look beyond sex.
Well, I'm doing that because I'm telling her to leave. I want her to be happy.
No, but okay. Now, in the same breath, you said that if she don't give you, if something happens where she can't have sex, you're not going to be happy now.
Yeah,
true,
that
and she should want me to be happy.
And I hear you, bro. I mean, I that was just one you really surprised me on that answer. I've never paid you to be that type of person.
So you're saying that if your mate can't please you, you're going to move on and get someone who can be sexually active?
I'm saying that
if she sees that I'm miserable in the situation, and if she really, really loves me, she wants to see me happy, then yeah.
Okay, but that's not what I asked. That said, if you're miserable, but that's just it. Would you be miserable if you couldn't be sexually active with your mate?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I was speaking. Okay.
I mean, I can't answer the question. I don't know.
Good answer. That was no. You just gave off a great answer. That was the best answer you could have possibly gave that, my brother, whether you knew it or not. Once again, man as man with a dog.
You know, I'm have a cat. I have a cat, dude, not a dog.
Whatever the case, you're going to be a mean old bastard. You need to stop it. You're a mean old bastard, man. All right, well, yeah. Check it out. We're going to move on to the next question. We're going to move on to the next question. Now, this woman here, she want to stay anonymous. She wants to know a question. What's the best position to get pregnant? I don't know how to answer that. I'm hoping that we got ladies on here and we got Mother Nature on here. Mother Nature, do you got any answers for that?
If she don't get pregnant, she don't get pregnant. It ain't about what position she in.
Well, I guess what she's saying is that she's been trying. I guess she's been really just trying to get pregnant.
But that's just it. A lot of times when you really, really, really want to get pregnant, that's when you don't. When you don't think about it no more and you're like, okay, fine, I give up. When it happened, it happened. That's usually when it happens. And then you just get pregnant all the time.
Well, I'll say let them hit your doggy style a couple of times.
That's a weird question.
Maybe. But it's not really about what position she in. It's just a matter of if it's the right time and
maybe there is a position.
Well, a lot of women think if you lay down and have your legs up in the air and tilt your whatever back so that the sperm swim down, but that's just it. If it's going to get there, it's going to get there. It ain't about all the different positions and all that stuff. It's just a matter of when they do it, if it's the right time or not.
I know
it's going to happen when it's going to happen. It's just going to happen when it's going to happen. And sometimes you can be trying too hard.
So they're trying too hard.
Yeah, sometimes you can be.
I don't think I tried it all four times, but it's called.
That's what I mean. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Sometimes women are real fertile, sometimes men are real fertile. Sometimes you just get people that are just average and it just happened when it happened. But if you're going at it too much, then, you know, you're just throwing everything off balance because you're trying so hard to catch the right time, the right temperature, the right this, the right. It's stressful. And when you're stressing out about it, you know, it don't happen.
Okay.
It's just a natural course.
Okay, well, moving on to the next question. All right. Yeah, another female. Yeah, a lot of females here. Now, this female says she's recently started conversing with a guy she just met. But due to a bad breakup with her son's father, she hasn't had sex in like 3 years. Since it's been so long, she wondered, will it be painful when she starts back having sex?
Oh, well,
guess we're just putting you on the spot tonight, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess it just depends. Some women are naturally tight, and it don't matter how much they're active, they're just going to be that way. And some are, you know, loose. It depends on if she,
It just depends. I got to ask, 3 years, she got to be like virgin type status again, shouldn't she?
Well, I mean, but if she, I mean, it's, I don't think it's going to be all painful like that, but, you know, it just depends. I mean, I know someone who hadn't had sex in, 10 years, and then they did for the first time, but they didn't say it was all painful and all that stuff. They just like it, you know.
What if
you're using toys, though, it'll stay open?
Well, she don't say if she's having to using toys or not. But now, my thing is, what if she's not? What if she, I mean, just straight celibate. Just ain't he touched down there. The only time she touched down there is to watch it.
Well, it might be a little sore, but it shouldn't be like when she was a virgin. But it depends on if it hurt when she was virgin or not. Some women, it don't.
It got to be damn near virgin type status, though.
But what I said was if it hurt her when she was a virgin, it might hurt a little bit because she hasn't done anything for a while, but that's just going to be because nothing's been there. But it just depends.
That shit going.
It's hard to say. She has to know her own body. That's an individual thing. You have to know your own body.
That shit gonna hurt. She a brand new virgin.
What'd you say?
A little piece of skin.
What'd you say, man? What I got into you today, man? It's like the Grinch today. What is your problem?
I'm just telling her straight up, man. It's gonna hurt. I'm sorry, right, baby, but it's gonna hurt.
And you know that because.
Dr. Drew.
Motherfucker, you ain't got no pussy. How you know?
Dr. Drew said.
It depends upon each individual woman. That's, you know, it just depends.
Well, Mother Nature, I'm going to listen to you before him.
I would hope so.
I don't even know why you even answering the question. I mean, you ain't got nothing down there that's going to tell you that it will if it wouldn't.
I mean, but if you really think about it,
I can't put myself in that position. Don't know the anatomy. 3 years.
But that's what I'm saying.
Don't know the anatomy that well to say that it will.
It depends upon each individual woman, because I know a woman who didn't have nothing for 10 years, and when she did, it didn't hurt. So it just depends upon the woman.
Right, see, there you go. Now I'm going to listen to her because she's a woman. And she know a woman that done been there.
So it just depends upon how that particular woman is made up.
Okay.
Old man with a bunch of cats.
I only got one, bro.
Old man with a bunch of cats.
One is enough.
You said one of them left.
I said one is
enough. One is enough, but he ain't going to be old and lonely with one cat.
Yes. That's right. Okay. You tell them.
What'd you say?
I said that's right. You tell them.
Well, I guess. I don't know what to say, man. I mean, I'm just too outdone with this guy tonight.
He's not feeling well, so he's off today.
He's always off shit. Nothing new. Well, check it out. Look, hey, brother, are you up? Are you up for this right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, check this out. We're going to go to the song. We'll be back.
All right, hold on.
Look what the person did to me.
now I'm sitting here going half crazy. Cause I know she still thinks about me too.
Never go back to where it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, either y'all going to have to put in full throttle or it's going to be a bust.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you cannot, that's one relationship, that's one relationship I truly believe that you cannot half-ass.
Yeah, but then, if it don't work,
you'd never be the same.
You lost your woman and your friend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So in essence, you done lost two people.
Right.
What's up, Sunshine? Hello, Sunshine. Sunshine?
Well, hold on. We got somebody else. Oh, Waylo?
What up?
What's up, dog?
Sure. Hey,
I see Waylo now.
Calls is coming in now. All right, we'll take this out, y'all. We've been on this. What we've been doing is we've been answering questions. And it's like,
Hold on, dog. Let me bring Bud in.
I got her.
Oh, all right.
Bud, what's happening, baby?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
We chilling on that work. Politicking.
Just got in, so sorry I called so late.
Better late than never, baby. Better late than never.
Yeah.
All right. Now we just been answering questions that we've been getting. You know what I'm saying? And we kind of got stuck on one question. So I'm gonna spin it to you, brother.
Okay.
All right. Take us out. We was in a question where the female. She's a very sexually active female.
Mm-hmm.
But her guy, he just lost. He doesn't have it in him. His sex drive is gone.
Mm-hmm.
His sex drive is gone. So now, what it is that she told him, well, he told her, you can go have sex with other guys. So she's thinking, should she do it?
Are they in a relationship or are they married?
To my knowledge, she said a relationship. She didn't say her husband. She said
okay.
They were in a relationship.
I mean, if you told me to go get something from somebody else because you couldn't give it to me, I want to make sure that you know that. That could cause us to break up. And if that's what you want, then, hey.
Would you do it?
Did you just hit? Basically, if you telling me.
Yeah, I'm saying, now he's telling you because he feel like you're miserable with him.
Then I'm going to try to make him believe or make him see that I'm not. If I wasn't, then I would have been left you alone.
Okay,
but if he's saying...
Whoa, take the bass out. Calm down.
I'm not, I don't have bass. What is you
talking
about?
I'm messing with you.
I just got in the house now.
She's going to be the one with the dog.
Hey.
Oh my goodness! There you
okay, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Basically, if I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna try to prove my love for that person.
Right.
There go your pajamas right there. Put them on and get in the bed. Good night. That's the end of conversation. I would try to prove my love to him verbally, whatever. But if he came back to me after that, then I would question, am I making you miserable? Because I'm trying to make it work and trying to make it, you know. And
that's a good answer. I can agree with what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dog. You down 3-1. Waylo, what's happening, dog?
Shit, same old shit.
All right, man. Check it out, man. Question go you. Situation, your wife, your lady, wife, whatever, something happens and she can't perform her sexual task anymore. Do you leave her?
What you mean she can't perform her sexual task?
She can't perform her sexual task no more. Maybe
it ain't like she ain't got no dick that gotta get hard or nothing like that shit.
Okay, wait, no. Just work with me here. What the fuck is wrong with you and me goddamn on time tonight? Work with me, bro. Maybe the motherfucker got sold up. I don't know. But whatever the case is, you can't put your dick in it no more. Are you leaving?
Yes, you get it. Yeah, I guess you can get head.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no. Yeah, part of me said yeah, part of me said no. If I really love her, then I wouldn't leave her long as both her hands work and she got a strong jaw. But if just a relationship and, you know, it ain't like that, she tell me I can go fuck somebody else, then I could distinguish too. I can go out there, get laid, come back home and still, you know, take care of business at the crib. But I'm pretty sure she'll probably get tired of that shit knowing these women these days, so.
Hello.
That's one for me. That's one for me.
Well, yeah, well, you and Waylo, y'all rocking in the same boat right about now. I give y'all that much.
What's up, Sunshine?
It's depending on the kind of woman she is, though.
I mean, this your girl. 10 years. Y'all been together 10 years.
We've been together 10 years?
10 years, accident happened. Some type of accident happened, and she can't have sex no more.
Well, she know how much I like to fuck.
Yeah, motherfucker, she know how much you like to fuck.
Well, she know how much I like to fuck, and she can't satisfy me, and she feel like she's not, you know, doing her job well. She tell me I could, then yeah, I go.
Well, you're about to turn some black-hearted motherfucker. damn, y'all. Some black- and motherfuckers, and y'all want to call me the arrogant motherfucker on this show? Okay, now. Come on.
But I told you it worked both ways. If she got a strong jaw and both her hands work, then, you know, she can keep up doing it. We'll be good at home.
It shouldn't be all of that.
Hold on.
I mean, they bringing it to a sexual point. If her fucking box is so closed and she can't fuck me no more, then I need sexual relief. If you can't please me that way, then
what? Get a dog, motherfucker!
My dick ain't supposed to shrivel up and just be flaccid because you can't fuck me. I mean, there's other ways to fucking, you know, get
you
off
go
of
to
stuff.
The, you, yeah, there's other ways for you to get off without cheating, don't it?
Yeah, I told her she got to have a strong jaw both her hands work.
Wow.
But this your woman, Waylo. You've been with this woman for 10 years. An accident happened and something, I mean, you just going to be like, well, fuck it, because I got a strong sex drive, bitch. You got to go.
No, I wouldn't say I'd kick it to the curb. I said, I was going off of what you just told Butter. You just told Butter that the dude would say, go ahead and get you some dick on the side. So I took it the same way. If she told
yeah,
me,
she
I
told
could
you that. Yes. I mean, she told you, don't, because she feeling like she's holding you back. She feeling like that she's making you miserable.
I can distinguish the two. I can go out there and take care of business, then come back home. And, you know, still respect my lady that way. If that's what she want to do.
I mean, that's what niggas probably doing anyway, regardless of whether she got a
close up. I thought it was just say niggas doing it, women doing the shit.
Now, we was on the same page.
Dick can't get hard.
I mean, I'm not saying niggas as in men. I'm talking about just period.
Oh, okay.
Just period. It's already being done.
Well, it's being done by both sides. Don't just say
I'm not saying just one side. I just used the word niggas, and I guess that means me, and I apologize.
No, thank you.
Because that's not what I meant. I mean people, period.
Man,
good job, Lolo.
Well, I see we got Sunshine on here. I don't know if she's ready to talk or not.
I brought it here.
You say what?
You better lay down.
I press one.
I mean, we got you open. We've been right long now, but you weren't saying nothing. He said hi, Sunshine, like 3 times.
I said hi.
No, well, we didn't hear you.
No need to be snappy.
Why do you think everybody's snapping tonight?
I don't know, cause
I've been. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all ain't been on the phone. I've been talking to Timer for the past 30, 45 minutes. This motherfucker's like the fucking Grinch tonight. So now, I mean, you know how that bad karma just comes around, like that motherfucker just fucks your day up. How you be in a good mood and then you get around that one motherfucker, you be like, hey, good morning, what's so good about it? Now you like, man, well, fuck him. And you know that's how your day go. This is pretty much how my day done went now.
Oh, he done blew your high. How you?
That a bitch.
Your feelings hurt, Father Time?
Hell no. Fuck you.
Yeah, they hurt because you are all hostile. You didn't have to say all that.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Not one time
did I fuck you first. He said fuck me first. Everybody heard him say that.
When the fuck did I say fuck you? No, now I'm saying fuck you.
You said it earlier. You said it a few seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
He a Grinch. Uh-huh. Fuck him. Uh-huh.
Y'all need to hug it. Get it off.
Get married or some shit.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Oh,
all right, well, let's go on to the second part of the question where we was at. Well, we had played a song. We played a song earlier. And the song pretty much was that a person was in a relationship with their friend and they got out then I guess the relationship didn't work. So now it's like they can't be friends no more. I believe that to be true. Me and Father Time did agree on that. We both agreed on that. All right, Sunshine, I got you on here. How do you feel?
About what?
God damn! You know what? Fuck this show tonight. Fuck this show tonight. Fuck this show tonight. You know what? You motherfuckers, man.
Basically, what he said is, can you be? If y'all can't be lovers, can y'all be friends?
Nah, they were friends first, then they became lovers. And now they're nothing.
It depends.
You know what? Hold up. Let me say something to all y'all with all this, huh, wet shit.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you punks coming out with this bullshit.
Now stop fucking with my groove.
Man.
It depends on what we broke up for. I mean, if we broke up because it just wasn't working, then yeah, we could still be friends.
But if we broke up because you jealous or you broke up because somebody got caught doing something wrong or...
I mean, it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. It did work out. I mean, my ways and your ways just didn't mesh.
So y'all should still be able to
be friends. We could still be friends.
It sounds good, but me personally, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that a person... Two people that's been friends for a long period of time. I mean, I'm not saying that the relationship can't work, but if it don't work, I don't see them being friends no more.
They may not be like close, like hanging out every day or talking every
day. Right, but that was my thing. This used to be your homie. This used to be your fucking ace. But now the relationship just didn't work. I just can't see y'all not. I cannot see y'all.
I have a couple of people that I'm still really close with, and it didn't work out.
Right.
I just had one of my exes call me today talking about could I come over and shit.
Here we go.
Oh, y'all bullshit.
Right.
That shit
no,
don't work.
No, no, no.
Hold up, Waylo. We talking about one of them. We're not talking about your ex. We talking about a motherfucker that y'all probably grew up as childhood friends or something. You know what I'm saying? This bitch, it was a she. In your case, it was a she. And in their case, it'll be a he. And y'all wind up getting into a relationship. And now that the relationship ended, can y'all really just be friends?
I mean, y'all were friends before.
Yeah, but I'm gonna agree with them, with Cass and Father Time. That relationship ain't gonna be the same as it was before that relationship. Y'all still might be friends, but it's not gonna be the same way it was before that relationship.
You know what? I have a friend who actually we get along better now. When we broke up. Than we did when we were just regular
friends.
Yeah,
but how long were y'all friends before y'all started?
We were friends for a very, very long time. Long time.
Did you love him? Were you in love with him?
I still love him.
No, were you in love with him?
When we were in the relationship, I was in love with him, yeah.
Okay, well, I thought
it was going to work. But then I realized that both of us were way too different. We had different beliefs on a lot of things, and we just decided that to be friends. He got married. I'm not married. He's married, but we talk all the time. He tell me about his problems, his sex life, his everything, and we joke about everything, you know.
Well, now that I know what y'all, a friend like that, you know, years and years, you know, relationship type friend like that, the only person that, female friend that I had like that, you know, she called herself, you know, really, really liking me to the point where she wanted to be with me and shit. And it came down to where she spent the night and she thought that she could pull off sleeping in the same bed with me type shit. And I already knew that she wanted to get down. As soon as I touched her ass, she got as stiff as a board. And I just turned back over and went to sleep because I don't think it was supposed to happen that way. So if me and her would have got down like that, then, no, I wouldn't have looked at her the same. So now that I understand what y'all talking about, no, that wouldn't have worked out. We wouldn't have been as good as friends as we was back then if we had a fucked.
See, if you like if you really good friends, y'all talk about your sex life before y'all got together.
Yeah.
Once y'all experience I just don't see how it should have changed that much.
It does change. It doesn't stay the same.
Yeah, because
a whole different perspective towards them then.
Right, because if we're in a relationship now, if me and you then went from friends to a relationship, you expected me to be, first of all, you expected me to be monogamous, right?
Right.
Okay, so now,
but
now,
then again, if she knew that she was never monogamous in other relationships, then she might not expect that. She might already expected that. She might have hoped and wished that you was the deeper, you know, you had the same feelings that she had, and she can change you because most women think they can change a man who cheat. So,
right. Okay. And we pretty much saying the same thing. So she going into this like, okay, I know him. I know his ins and outs. I can change him. But you don't change it. But now, hold on. Your feelings is involved in this. You're in love with this guy. You're in love with this guy, and you feeling you could change him. But then he doing the same thing that he did to every other woman.
Okay. Nine times out of ten, she might be mad for a minute. She might be mad for a minute, and they might not be as close in the beginning. But if they was really, truly friends, then their friendship is going to mend. One way
I'm pretty sure that they can probably forgive each other, but it'll never be. I just don't think it'll ever be the same.
It won't. You know why? Because number one, first and foremost, she's gonna be a woman scorned because she thought
she can change it.
She done got a taste of that bullshit that she didn't want to have.
Now she going to be mad forever. She might forget you, but she ain't going to never forget.
I'm not going to be able to come in her bed, lay in her bed, and just go to sleep like I used to. You know, before that sex happened, I could go lay in her, go to her house, lay in the bed, go to sleep, get up, cook me something to eat. Hell, be there all day, don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be able to do that because she's a woman scorned now. She's a woman scorned, and she's looking at me like, you motherfucker, you hurt me.
And
I'm looking at you like, well,
and
you know what?
That's should happen that's in the beginning, but if y'all really truly friends, after a while,
yeah, you'll forgive him. You'll forgive him, and if the situation was vice versa, he might forgive her. You forgive, but you don't forget.
Yeah, I was just about to say, she ain't gonna forget.
And
this
y'all will never. I don't think y'all would ever be able to capture that same friendship that y'all had.
Okay. Now, with the guy that I had broke up with, and we were like best friends. Had the best sex life and everything, but the relationship didn't work. When we finally started talking again, I went over his house, you know, and I used to, you know, sleep in his bed. No, of course, all that. So the first time I went over his house, it was hard for me to even go in his bedroom because I knew he had other women in there and, you know, after me and all that. It was, and I made a joke about sitting on his bed. You know, but after a while, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you ever fuck him again?
Of course.
Oh, there you have it.
Of course, but it was not because I was looking to, I'm going to hump him so good that he take me back or get me back. No, it was just one of them
nights. But it just goes to the point that their friendship was changed because you and him, y'all was just homies or whatever, and y'all didn't have that kind of relationship, but then you did, and then when you know, it became a different type of friendship. The friendship became different.
And honestly, the
question is, will it ever go back to being the way it was before? And it doesn't. It's going to be changed. There ain't no way around that. It's going to be changed. Yours was even changed. You just said it. Because when you got with him again, you know, you were a little upset or whatever, and y'all cool now, but, you know, you still messed with him again. So it still wasn't the way
it was.
I
messed with him again shortly after. But it's been a couple of years now. It's been a few years now that we have not messed around at all. But so
yeah, fine, but I'm just saying it still was changed.
I mean, because the bottom line is this. If I look at you like a sister, and I done fucked you, I'm not looking at you like a sister no more. I can never look at you like a sister again.
Yeah, they call that incest.
Like, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how motherfuckers like, that's like my sister, that's like my brother. But you know, after you done, I'm about to put my dick in you, you really gonna be looking at me like, oh, that's my brother?
Uh-uh. That ain't gonna happen. I don't think the shit works. I think if you're friends, you should stay friends because sex just fucks shit up.
Yep.
It just mess up your whole friendship. Because if you catch feelings and she ain't got no feelings, now you mad. She got feelings, you don't got feelings, she mad.
They ain't going to be all kinds of motherfuckers by at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yep. I just don't think those type of relationships work. I mean, I'm pretty sure they can. I'm pretty sure there's some successful ones out there. But I bet you majority of them don't work.
Just
my opinion.
Okay. I mean, I think your answer was a very inquisitive answer. I don't think it was a wrong answer on that. I think we just all had different, you know.
Ways of answering.
Right. I don't think it was the wrong answer there at all. Well, check this one out, y'all. I got another question. Check this out. This damn matter of fact, this one for the fellas. Check it out. My girlfriend and I got drunk, and we ended up having anal sex for the first time. This is a big fantasy of mine, and both of us really got off. Since that night, we've tried it a few times, but she keeps saying it hurts too much. Even if I even put the finger up back there, she swears up and down it felt good the first time. So why can't I get her to get to that point again? Fellas, what
you gotta get drunk again.
Yeah,
okay.
That's easy.
Okay, if she's sober, she's feeling all of them goddamn
nerves, right?
Yeah, all them nerves and shit that was loose when she was drunk. Hell, he got past that. Now she's sober. Them nerves is no entry, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brother Ben, our answer to you is buy another bottle.
Get a bottle,
whatever y'all was drinking, double it.
Shit, yep. Buy some lube too, nigga. Shit.
So I guess he figured, shit. He might have slided in there that first rip. Shit, he can do it again.
Yeah, lube helps though.
And alcohol.
Yep, there you go. Buy two bottles.
A bottle of lube. Oh, wait. Double the pole.
A bottle of lube. Some liquor.
Hell yeah. And there you have it. You see how quick. All right, ladies, y'all see how quick the man answer that? Well, don't beat around the bush. They do just what to do. Buy another bottle. Get some lube. And you in the house for sure. I mean, I'm just saying.
Not necessarily, because she could have just did it the first time because she was interested in how it would be.
She enjoyed it.
And then the next morning, her booty hole hurt it so bad that she decided that was the first and last time.
Well, that ain't no everyday type thing either. You got to let that motherfucker snap back. That needs to snap back. If you don't want your girl shitting on herself, she going someplace with you. So.
Yeah, he might not know that either. He might have been trying to do it every day since that day.
Butter, you got a good point. Because, and that goes for men and women. Because you do some shit to a woman that they like, I know some women will call you back the next 15 minutes. Can you do that again? No, baby, that was one of those special moments.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it every day.
She wants control of her booty hole. She don't want to be out in public and shit on herself.
Right. You're right. And most men agree. That's not every day. That ain't something you want to do every day.
Unless you gay.
That's a special. To me, that's special occasion type shit.
Right.
Oh, shit. You made me think about the bridesmaid when she was in the middle of the street in that damn wedding dress and shitted on herself. God damn. God damn. Yeah, that is some crazy shit.
All right, well.
I was thinking the same thing. Get another model and get up drunk. Mm-hmm.
But it has to be some time.
On the average, y'all. Okay, and I'm going to ask the ladies this. On average, per year, how many times per year? I'm going to start with Sunshine. How many times per year?
How many times per year what?
Anal? Yeah.
None. Tried and didn't succeed.
You said what?
Tried and didn't succeed.
Okay, whatever. Butter.
I need to be able to control my booty hole.
Okay, so how many times per year?
I don't play around.
So you saying none at all?
None. Now,
Honestly, I feel out of place asking this one, so Tom, I'm gonna spend that one to you.
It's just none. You can ask the question. None.
Hey.
Buzz me all you want. You just wanted to buzz me just to be buzzing me.
I wanted to give somebody the ding. But nobody wants to answer that. Everybody, I mean, so wait a minute. You mean tell me nobody on this motherfucker show you giving up no anal at all?
Nope. I said I tried.
Yeah, all right. You motherfuckers going to be victim of the date rape.
Now, okay. I can say that I have done it before. But that doing it yearly? No, there's no. I have not done it since then.
So. I don't mean. I mean all year round. I mean, I'm just saying.
How many times have you done it?
Right. How many times? I mean, if you in a relationship, how many times have you? I mean, it might be a birthday present.
I've done it once.
On his birthday. He might get it Christmas Eve. He might get it New Year's Eve.
That one time was like an accident. We was doing a doggy style elephant dick, and oh my goodness, I damn near jumped off the bed to the other side of the room. Oh no.
All right, let's flip it. All right, Waylo, how many times you expected per year?
How many times I expected per year?
Yeah. Every time you expect your woman to say, all right, come on.
Shit, there ain't no real big thing. But I'll say at least once or twice. There ain't no real big thing. I mean, because, yeah, once or twice a year. Like I said, that's a special occasion shit. I'm going to have to take you to the hospital because your shit got fucked up and... Hey, you ain't gonna want to do it no more the rest of the year anyway. So, what about you, dog?
I gotta agree with him. Now, I ain't finna try to put it in no hospital, but yeah, I gotta agree with him, man. At least on my birthday, if I'm fucked up and I'm drunk and they slide up in there, don't push it out. Just let me finish doing what I'm doing.
This is my question. Why would you want to go in a hole where shit comes out of?
Well, why would we want to go in a hole where blood and piss come out of? But hey, it's there.
I mean, because it only comes out a certain amount of times out of the month.
Right.
But look, shit comes out of your ass, and it's supposed to come out of your ass every day.
I've told you this time and time again. Whenever you get through, it's a power move. Anal sex is nothing but a power move. It's not nothing we enjoy. The best part of it, the best enjoyment of it, is seeing you motherfuckers squirm.
Oh, wow.
I'll be honest with you.
I actually had a chick that actually loved to have anal sex. That was her thing. She loved anal sex.
And it probably was a turn off.
Huh?
I said the party was a turn off. The fact that you like that, okay, you want me to stick my dick up in you all the time? Oh, no. It's a power move. At the end of the day, every motherfucker wants. It's not even that glamorous for us. But to see you motherfuckers jumping and hollering and screaming and grabbing the motherfucking sheets, seeming like y'all finna die, yeah, it's a power move. It's a motherfucking ego booster. I mean, call it what you want. That's what it is.
Because basically she's just taking it. Most women who do anal is just taking the pain just to please you anyway.
She was riding me backwards when she was doing the shit, so.
I said most. I didn't say all.
That's just a motherfucking freak you had.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was her thing. She loved the shit.
I mean, think about it, dog.
She
I mean,
Because I mean, I'm not saying it to be disrespectful to any other race, but I've been told that white women love anal.
The white women do love anal.
Black women do too.
Yeah. It just so happened that the black chick that I was dealing with at that time, she liked it more than the white chick that I had at that time more.
Wow.
I mean, like I say, it's all about a power play. That's all it is. I mean, like I said, we don't, I mean, like you just said, it actually is shit to come out that motherfucker. I mean, but to see your motherfucking ass jump across that bed like you said you did, oh, that's priceless.
When I said something about the hospital, the white chick that, you know, we had anal sex or whatever, I had to take her to the hospital because she split.
Oh, my God.
Damn. This motherfucker here, boy. This damn way.
Ain't no way in the world. It would have been over. Did y'all stay together after that?
Yeah, we still kicked it a little while.
Oh, no. See, it would have been a wrap. A rap.
I mean, y'all do shit too. I mean, that's just like, that's the same reason y'all get head the way y'all do. You make a motherfucker feel powerless. As long as you make him feel powerless, you feel powerful.
Mm-hmm. Y'all be sucking dick and looking down at that nigga toes, seeing if that nigga toes curling.
And seeing if they eyes rolling in the back of their head.
The motherfucker gripping the sheets and shit.
Right, it's the same thing.
Motherfucker balled up in a fetal position.
Yep. That's the same thing, shit.
All right, I'll put that nigga to sleep. You in the mirror doing a happy dance and shit.
Look at this motherfucker curled up like a baby with a big dick. It's the same thing.
Percolating and shit.
Right, he jerking. he jerking. He can't keep his motherfucking body still.
Hell nah.
Talking about don't touch me. Y'all live for that. That shit makes y'all get out that motherfucking y'all swag be on 10. Y'all walk through that motherfucker. Y'all walk to the bathroom, pimp. Yeah, let me go get you a towel. Y'all the pimp to the bathroom like I got this motherfucker now. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, let's face it. Every woman don't like sucking dick, but they love that reaction.
I don't know. So, like, when a woman, how?
I didn't say butter didn't like sucking dick. I said butter. I did not say butter. I wasn't going to say butter.
Oh, no.
I mean, I thought it was for, you know, pleasure, because you like to do it, but not because you...
I mean, it's
shit, I hope you like to do it. Shit.
I sure wouldn't like want to be stuck with somebody's penis. I wouldn't want you to put your mouth on me if you didn't like to eat it. Don't do that.
Well, that's the only reason I like to. Shit. I don't eat pussy just because.
Right. Hold on, we got a new caller. What's
happening? What's up, y'all? Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What up? Who might this be?
Indigo.
Okay, well, good. You press one. I see you've been listening.
Yeah. Y'all messing with
him. I mean, me personally, I just think that we just telling the actual factual from a grown person's point of view. That's all. We have been known to be called a mess on here, so I could accept that. All right, Indigo. What you want to holler at me about? Okay, now we call her.
Call her.
We three ways.
This is T West.
Who is that?
Oh, he's going to answer. Well, let's see who answers.
Right.
You don't even.
Leave a fucked up message on the answer machine.
You the dog.
That's crazy.
Right. Now, I know I ain't calling nobody.
Clicked over to make sure I had a
Hello?
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 What's up?
This is City, baby.
All right, let's go on, man.
Okay, well, that must have been Sunshine calling or somebody. Man, I still wanted the Astro Machine to go click on. I still wanted to.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Mike, this is Planned Parenthood. We need you to call back as soon as possible. We have your test results in.
Okay.
Man, we actually did a prank doing that, man.
Y'all did?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Who y'all do that to?
Oh, man.
You remember that one, man?
I missed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. I remember when y'all caught that lady. Oh, my goodness. Was she a reverend or an usher or something like that?
Oh, that was your cousin, dog.
Oh, that was dirty.
You cussed me out?
That was dirty.
Oh, my cousin. Oh, I forgot about that one.
That was
so
dirty.
She's trying to get that deacon position.
That was so
dirty. The thing about that one, we did that one live.
Yeah.
We didn't record that one. We did that one live. That was the only one we did live.
That was so
dirty. She straight cussed me out. I'm like, wait, man, ain't you supposed to be part of the church?
Our motherfuckers called. Let me tell you about them motherfuckers.
Man,
you're
going
bad as hell.
Hey, what if that was somebody's grandmama, man, that somebody just called? Dude got on that like, hello, I'm going to hit her with this one.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
That would have been hilarious.
You would have made me spit my drink out. Oh, my goodness.
I was waiting too. I was hoping to hear from my old person.
Oh, that would have been funny as hell. Oh, my goodness.
Man, we should start doing that, man.
You can call too.
Just get the white page and out. Call numbers.
Right.
Hell no. Nah. I'll give you family member numbers to call, goddammit. That's a couple of them. I'll give you my daddy number, my uncle number. I'll give you everybody number. Just line them up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. That ain't
funny.
I don't know, man. That might be kind of fun.
That was funny.
We might have to try that one,
let's
though.
Give it a shot. Hey, man, GCI. Did I win? To hell, motherfucker.
Tell them that they won a free meal at such and such, and how they ass show up to Popeyes or some shit. Like, y'all told me to come pick up my food today. No, we didn't.
Oh, shit.
Or call somebody who we know cheating.
Oh,
send them a message.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That all. We got to call somebody, man. Hey, I tell y'all what. Y'all send us the numbers. Hey, but we got to let them know. We going to let them know it was y'all idea.
Nah, you can't do that.
Nah.
I don't
want
to be no part to it. I just want to be on the phone, on mute, laughing my ass off.
All right, well, check this out. Waylo, you ain't hitting none of our pranks, man.
Huh?
Hey, play the prank for Waylo, man. Play the prank for Waylo.
All right, man, I'm going to play one for you, dog. I'm going to play one for you, man. This one. This is just the one we got our boy D, man. This motherfucker, he tried to hold out, but let's just see, man. We're going to end the show with this one. So y'all sit back and have a good laugh right now.
Oh, this is Thomas.
How you doing tonight?
Good, I'm doing well.
Okay. My name is Lieutenant Rob Ledbetter from the Jersey Police Department.
Okay,
I got a couple of questions I need to ask you. Do you know Rodney B?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's the problem. Rodney was involved in a homicide that we know of, that he suspected of a homicide.
Hold on, what?
Okay, Rodney was involved.
Hold on, he's involved in a homicide.
Yeah, listen to me well now. Involved in a homicide. Well, we believe that he was involved in a homicide. Now, he's been held up.
When was this?
This was, matter of fact, if you let me talk to you, I'll get to that. Now, he was asking
me. Oh, my God, you kidding me, man? All right.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Here's the problem. Here's where it comes in. Now, he says that he was with you at 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, was in New Jersey, and that he was a part of this. Now, he's being held up at Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Me, I'm on my way to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota now. But now, I want to check this story out. I don't want no bullshit. I'm coming to you real, because this is what this man's saying now. Listen to me, Demis. I don't know your situation. I don't know your history. I don't know what. All I know is something happened. Now, he was saying he's with you. Now, before you answer my questions, I want you to really think. I really want you to think about this, because I got enough proof to be saying he was with you. Now, once I get to Brooklyn Park, I will be coming to get you. I will be calling. When you seem like you're a nice guy, you seem like you're an honest guy, you seem like you're a guy that will come in that I won't have to come look for. Am I right? Hello?
Yeah, no, look for me. Yeah.
I don't have to look for you, right?
No. Hold on. Let me step outside, man, and smoke a cigarette real quick while you talk.
Okay.
Where is he at right now?
Oh, he's in Brooklyn Park. He's in Brooklyn Park, but he's been picked up. He's been picked up already. We've had Brooklyn Park police come
in
to get him.
Jersey? What? I guess I'm confused about the whole Jersey thing, dude. We're in Minnesota, man. The fucking
okay,
Jersey?
Okay, so you're telling me that he was with you 12:17 a.m. Saturday night. Now, think about it now. I don't want you obstructing justice.
Well, hold on. No. I'm talking, dude, I'm an insurance agent, man. I'm traveling all the time. I'm working, right?
12:17
Saturday night. 17.
Fuck, I just saw him, dude. I just wrote a fucking policy for him. Okay, so that was at 12, was it at 12:17 Saturday night?
No,
I need to know, was he with you at 12:17 Saturday night?
Fucking A, man. I got to get my fucking appointment. I just went over there late night and wrote a fucking, I had to have him sign a fucking policy.
Look,
Let me get my.
You need to tell me an answer now, because listen to what I'm telling you. Rodney puts you in the middle of it.
No,
Rodney has you in
the middle
of nothing.
I'm not going to be put in the middle of nothing, first of all.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking. Were you together?
Can I get my appointment book? I'm just going to my truck. I'm outside already. I'm in my truck getting my appointment book. Because I went over his house late night, and I just swung by and said, I need you to sign this paperwork. But it's damn
right, I mean, if you're willing to tell me that you were Rodney Bell, right, then okay. Delmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, you sound like you're a guy, you want to do the right thing.
Right. I do, man. Hold on.
And I can tell you right now, I can put Rodney in New Jersey Saturday night. I can put him there.
Wow.
Now, if you want to obstruct justice and say, yeah, he was there, because I'm going to need to see everything, and I'm going to need you to come in once we get down to Brooklyn Park.
Would you need me to come in?
Yeah, I'm going to need you there. like I said, I'm not here to bullshit. I don't have time for this. It's been a homicide, and I don't have time to play no type of games. Nah, I mean,
Who are you with? Hold on, who are you with, man?
New Jersey Police Department. New Jersey Police
Department. Dallas.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to fuck around with you. I have better things to do. You think I really want to come to New Jersey, to Minnesota on this, and then I got you sitting here bullshitting me, trying to give me the runaround? No, I do not have time for that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, either you can get yourself up out of this, or you can be a part of it. It's up to you. I really
I
don't give
a
damn about that.
First of all, hold on. First of all, I'm not a part of nothing.
It's a simple answer. Where... It's real simple. I mean, it's a yes or no. Were you with him at 12:17? That is that simple.
Wait.
I'm saying you got kids right there. You don't want nobody to know what's going on. But, I mean, I need to know these answers. I don't want to have to drag you in on some bullshit because Rodney's sitting here lying trying to save his ass. Evidently, he wasn't thinking too much about you to put you in the middle of this shit in the fucking beginning.
I'm not in the middle of nothing. First of all,
I understand that. So what you're telling me is that you was not. That's what you're telling me, right?
I wasn't with him. All right.
You wasn't with him.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, Demis? You did the right thing. You did the right thing, Demis. Trust and believe, because you didn't want to get involved in this. Trust me.
No,
you
I'm not involved
in
nothing in the first place. I'm not involved, but.
And it takes a real stand-up guy to not try to say he's down with his homeboy or he's trying to protect his homeboy. I understand that.
You did the right thing.
What
the hell happened in Jersey?
Okay, well, I'm not privileged to tell you that information.
Right
now,
you can't tell me shit now, right?
No, I mean, it's a need-to-know basis. All you need to know is that you've been pranked by Rod on the new talk show, boy. What's up, D?
What?
You've been pranked, man. Welcome to Sin City, man. Rod pranked you.
Man, this is bullshit, straight up, man.
You're mad, man.
Oh, what's up, D?
I should hang up on y'all fucking ass, man. Straight up, man.
Hell no.
What you think, Waylo? Did I get him?
Yeah, you got him.
Hell no.
That boy, I could hear him shaking all the way over there.
Hey, no. He over there.
He about to go
smoke
a cigarette.
Whole pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. You got to lit up 3 cigarettes at one time.
Right.
To his credit. He tried to hold on, but when I put that pressure on his ass, it was a wrap. When he thought he was going to prison, it was a wrap.
Got that booty hole closed up real quick. Real tense. I can't go to jail, dog.
I was going to say, I sell insurance.
I just brought him a policy. Wait a minute.
Damn. But hey, look here, Waylo. Hey, you know if it's anybody you want to get, dog, we damn good at this. We done got damn good at it.
Hey, I got a list for you. I'm gonna send you a email or a text message or something.
All you gotta do is let us know the information, man. Oh, we got some. Oh yeah, go on the web page. Go on SinCity.Spruce.com. Check out the Chronicles of Pranks, dog. Oh, we get loose now. Yeah, they all right there.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you want to do one Tuesday?
You talking about a live one? A live
one? Yeah.
Oh, we got to sit down and really talk about that one, dog. We need to know everything for a live one. Yeah, it can't be nothing left out. We need to know everything. But
live, we can't go back and fix it.
I got something for you.
Just remember, the other person, it has to be believable. It has to be something that they will believe, and they won't hang up the first 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got something for you.
Well, shit, we're sitting down to chop it up then.
Yeah, like I said, just hey, hit us up, dog. We sit down, we go through it. I said, man, oh, we damn good at it when we, hey, when we set our minds to it, Waylo, hey, we damn good at them. you see, we had him shaking in his boots. And this,
yeah.
This motherfucker done talked to me on the phone 100 times probably. And didn't realize who the fuck I was.
Yeah, I want to give my cousin, man. That would be a good little prank.
That detective led better threw his ass off.
Now, did everybody else hear the phone beeping?
Yeah,
that was me.
Okay, because I didn't know if somebody was calling me.
No, you know how when you listen to it on that we just edited
the name. Right?
Oh, okay.
So that's what we did.
Oh, okay.
But like you say, we're experts.
Actually, we're gonna play one for y'all probably next week that never even made the show. It was that bad. Yeah, we I think we kind of went a little bit too far on this one. Well,
yeah, we never played it because it was out there. It turned bad quick.
You think the one where the girl was talking about she in church and all that,
mm-hmm.
you think that one went from bad to worse?
Mm-hmm.
This one, we just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we kind of went... let's just say we pushed it.
Yeah, we
actually ripped the envelope open on that one. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to go that way, but... Shit, you never know.
When you tell somebody something that they... know about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's really going on in their life.
Right.
That shit will turn crazy. You don't get the reaction you expect to get. That motherfucker was like,
talking to my grandma. He was so scared, he was like, talking to my grandma. I was like, why, you going to put your grandma on the phone? It was very serious.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
The topic wasn't good. I think we picked a bad topic from the beginning.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean we, pale face? You? That was strange. I just went along with it. I knew nothing of the topic until you told me about it.
Well, shit, it was believable.
It must have been that bad.
Family
you know, nothing to do with it.
Well, let's put it this way. Father Time family still ain't talking to him because of it.
No, oh, my auntie mad at him. She ain't talked to me. That was, what, 2 years ago?
Damn near three.
Mm,
she won't talk to me for shit.
She's still mad. So I'm like, damn, auntie, it's just a joke.
I ain't like that, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't know she was going to react like that. She was talking about his baby mama and everything, man. She like 70 years old, and she was talking his baby mama. Talking her.
Bitch ain't shit, no way. Bitch ain't shit.
And she in her 70s, cussing that woman out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was a good one, though.
Yeah, man, I seen your cousin, man. He kind of looked at me like, you know, he spoke, but it was one of them dry speaks. Like, hey, what's up, motherfucker? I ain't forgot it. All what you did.
Yeah, this grandma ain't forgot because she ain't spoke to me since.
Wow, y'all.
I can't fuck with y'all no more.
We ran over once again. But, as usual, another great show.
Yeah.
Well, we got Indigo back. I don't know if she wants to say anything before we got off the show. Well, what the hell? We ain't got nothing else better to do.
Bring it in.
Indigo, you here?
What's up? You here?
I just want to see if you want to say anything before we got off the show.
Nah, I think y'all said everything.
So what you think about our prank? Did we go too far?
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess he liked it. Okay, well, I'm glad you liked it. Butter, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening, and I will talk to you all next week.
That's what's up. Hey, before we all even get off the show, before anybody hang up, ZenCity.Spruce.com. I see we getting, the following getting bigger and bigger, and I'm loving it. But at least, people, please, me and Father Time beg of you, please at least put a profile picture up. Please put a profile picture up so we can know who we talking to. We like to see who we dealing with here.
True that.
Waylo, got any last words for us, bro?
Who's your boy entertainment? Waylo 219, YouTube, SinCity.Spruce.com. See y'all next week.
All right. Waylo, hey, man. We need to get that Who's Your Lounge thing, man. That one little situation we was talking about going, man. I'm still thinking that's a great idea, man.
You know what? I even got a better place than that spot. You talking about the Black House?
Yeah.
We need to sit down and talk.
Right. Well, hey, man, I'm off tomorrow, so hit me up.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'll hit you around about 5 or so.
Hell, you can hit me up after the show if you ain't finna go to bed. But, I mean, like I say.
Okay. I'll do that, yeah.
We definitely need to get up.
Yeah.
Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. Y'all remember that commercial?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all motherfuckers just as old as me. Don't be trying to act like y'all don't remember that commercial.
I say yeah. Yep, I remember
it. Any last words, baby?
It was a nice show. I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. Big dog. Anything? Last words to say, Mark?
SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Go listen to the Chronicles and the Pranks, y'all. It's a little tab at the top. You just click it and you can pick whichever one you want to listen to. That's it, dog. I'm sick.
Yeah, sound kind of stopped up.
What's up, y'all?
Rough day.
Well,
hey, thank y'all for listening. Thank everybody that called in, too. We greatly appreciate it.
As usual. Man, I think I froze again. Guess I'm going to have to stay on the show.
That's what's up.
I got it.
Good night, all y'all.
Right. All right, wait up. Don't forget, man, we need that info if we're going to do it live.
Yeah, I'm about to chop it over Cavs in a few minutes.
All right. All right, y'all. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
See y'all next week. Peace.
Hey. Bye.